8-year-old. I wasn't hardly 10 when Pa died, and we hadn't lived there very long when he died. And
this house that you moved into after that, was it bigger than your one you was born in?
Oh Lord, yeah, this house is where the twins is born. There's 3 16-foot rooms and a hall between two of them. Hall between the living room, as you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call it then? Did y'all call it the living room then?
No, they called it the big house.
Oh, uh-huh.
The room where the fireplace was, they generally called it the big house.
Oh, I see.
And then the back room, hardly ever referred to as a bedroom, but that's where, and then the kitchen. It was 16 foot, and there's a hall between them. Then a big old porch, the length as long as two of them 16-foot rooms, and one of them halls was wide. So there's plenty of house room there, and I lived there till I married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it had a big house and a kitchen and a bedroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a hall in between two of them.
Yeah, and a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And plenty of porches.
Mm-hmm. And it had a big porch then.
Mm-hmm. And sitting up on that hill, and there wasn't very much of the time, day or night, what you could feel the breeze blowing.
Oh, I bet that was nice.
It was cool.
Yeah, and I guess you had all kinds of trees around and all
that. Yeah.
Well, I guess the ceilings were taller, too, then.
Yeah, the ceilings. Seems to me like our ceiling was 10 foot. I think this is 8, but
mm-hmm.
I might not know it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It might not have been but 8 because it is what they call a story and a half.
Mm-hmm.
They call them stories and a half high, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some people didn't had them not any higher than that, would fix upstairs apartments, and it might have been sometime or another that Pa aimed to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't fix any windows upstairs or anything of the
mm-hmm.
kind while he was a carpenter, and he built it, his building it himself, and it wasn't costing him very much. While back them days, you couldn't have nothing to get anything with.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, was it the story and a half up in the top part? What did you call the part just below the ceiling of your house?
Well, that is where we lived, you see, and just below the our ceiling overhead.
And then overhead, I'm sorry, then between the ceiling and the roof, what was it?
That would have been what we call the upper story.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The upper story of the house.
Did you have a loft in it?
Well, we didn't have at the time Pa died, but they're not in it. Oh, it is sealed overhead, but they're not
uh-huh.
in doubt in my mind but what he would have fixed living quarters in the upper part had he lived.
Uh-huh, sure.
But he passed away, and
yeah.
Of course we didn't need it after he passed. Him and his brother that him and Ma raised died the 13th of February, and then he died the last day of March.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin that lived with us, we was all girls while he left and went over to Uncle Lot. So
mm-hmm.
there's three in that family, went just all every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't need this other.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need it
mm-hmm.
fixed overhead.
Mm-hmm. So you never did bother with that. Well, on your fireplace, what did you call that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
Uh-huh. And then inside the fireplace, those metal things that they lay the wood across, what did you call them?
Well, that's called old barns.
Mm-hmm. And up
and the arch, here across was the arch. My daddy made a round arch. Arch rock.
That was up above?
Yeah, that was here for the opening where you put
yeah.
the wood in.
Yeah.
You know, it is in the chimney, but it is
Well, what about, did they have a board across the top of the